Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Daf Vav, Gittin 6a, pagination 11, about a quarter of the way down, at the end of a line, a two dots, and then Itmar, a question regarding Bavel, Babylonia. The question relates to the original Mishnah of the Masechta, which told us that a shliach leholacha, a messenger of the husband who's bringing the get to his wife, typically in a different city, has to say the words befanai nechtav uvefanai nechtam, that this document was written in front of me and signed in front of me, because that's the way of affirming the signatures. And we're concerned that since it's a different city, if he wouldn't affirm the signatures, we're worried that we might have trouble affirming those signatures. In Eretz Yisrael, in the time of the Mishnah, they did not have to affirm the signatures because people were coming and going constantly, and no matter which city it came from, the assumption was you would be able to affirm the signatures because people from that city were around. What about Bavel? Bavel, Babylonia, was outside of Eretz Israel, but it was a well-known area frequented by people, particularly because of its yeshiva system. And so Rav Omar, Rav said, Keretz Yisrael Ligitin, it has the rule like the land of Israel, as far as Gittin go, in that a shliach laholacha, the messenger with the get, does not have to say, Befanai nechtav uvefanai nechtam, because we're not concerned and we're confident that you will be able to affirm the signatures should you ever need to. Ushmuel Omar, and Shmuel says that Bavel is like outside of Eretz Yisrael in this halacha, in that you have to say Befanai Nechtav uVefanai Nechtam, even though it's an area that is frequented by so many. Dropping down a few lines, the Gemara wants to explain why exactly there's a difference between Rav and Shmuel in this law. The first words on the line are Ba'inon Lekaimo, and then Rav Savar, Rav explains, Kevan De'ika Misifta, since there are study halls, Mishkach Shechichi, there are plenty of people common to be around from whatever city the get might have come from. Ushmuel Savar, and Shmuel holds, Misifta Begirsayu Turidi. The people of the yeshiva, even if they come from different cities, but they're busy with their learning, and they're not proficient with the look of the signatures, and they will not be able to affirm a signature, and therefore we should not place our confidence in the yeshiva system. They're busy studying Torah. If you want your signatures affirmed, better that the shliach laholacha should make that affirmation. Let's turn over to the second side of the daf and explore a different topic, which is called Pilegesh Begiva. The story of Pilegesh Begiva, which is described in the book of Shoftim, was a story where a certain woman did wrong by her husband, and we're going to discuss what she did wrong, what the offense was, but the husband overreacted. The husband got extremely angry. And as a result of his anger, she ran away, and being homeless for the night, she ended up being assaulted by people, and she actually ended up dead. And the result of that death, which was blamed on the tribe of Binyamin, was a civil war in which so many people ended up dying, all emanating from her offense and the reaction of the husband, which caused her to flee the house and end up assaulted. So the Gemara on the second line of the wide, at the end of the line, tells us, Vatizna alav pilagsho, this woman did some offense to her husband. Rabbi Avyasar Omar, Rabbi Avyasar learned Zavuv Matzala, a fly was found in the food. Rabbi Yonasan Omar, Rabbi Yonasan says, Nima Matzalo, there was a hair that was found in an improper place, and whichever one it was, and how they extrapolate their, whatever their source material is, but that's their argument. Rabbi Avyasar and Rabbi Yonasan, one says a fly, one says a hair, and that was the offense that triggered the problem. Says the Gemara, Ashkeche Rabbi Avyasar le'Eliyahu, Rabbi Avyasar found Eliyahu, Amalei, and he asked him, Mai ka'avid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is Hashem doing? Amalei, Eliyahu answered, Osek bepilegesh begiva. He's learning the topic of Pilegesh Begiva. I guess he's giving shir in Yeshiva Shalmaila. Umay Ka Omar. So Rabbi Avyasar was intrigued. He said, how does Hashem learn the topic of Pilegesh Begiva? Amalei. So Eliyahu said, this is the way Hashem teaches Pilegesh Begiva. Avyasar b'ni kachu omer, Yonasan b'ni kachu omer. Hashem teaches it exactly like we learn it down here. Avyasar learns like this, and Yonasan learns like this. Amalei, Rabbi Avyasar responded, Chas v'shalom, how could such a thing be? Umi'ika sveika kame shemayo, does Hashem have any doubt? In other words, we're not sure what triggered in the story, what triggered the problem. But Hashem knows what triggered the problem. How could it be that Hashem is not being definitive? Amalei and Eliyahu explained, this is how it works. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. These and those are both the words of the living God, meaning you're both right, and Hashem teaches it according to both of you. Which obviously needs an explanation, because in the physical world, only one thing could have happened. Which one happened? Was it a fly? Was it a hair? And one of the easy ways of understanding this is that if the Torah was purposely ambiguous, and if there is source material to extrapolate and to logically deduce both of these approaches in a legitimate way, then that's what Hashem wants us to do. And that's what it means, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. The Torah is not a history book. It really doesn't matter what happened. The Torah is a book of lessons. And if the Torah was ambiguous, it allowed us to understand it in both ways. And if Rabbi Avyasar and Rabbi Yonasan argue as to how to understand it, both are legitimate lessons, both are considered valid Torah, and that's the message that Hashem conveyed by going ahead and teaching it the way it was understood by humanity, because Torah is lo bashamayim hi. Torah was given to humanity in good faith based on the principles, the Mesorah, the tradition, the loyalty to deduce appropriately and understand Torah. And Hashem, in fact, affirms that, and that's this expression, Elu v'elu divrei Elokim chayim. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.